Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, man?
Crunchy.
That has nothing to do with anything on this episode of the podcast.
Yeah, it does. We outsourced our fucking intro.
Oh, yeah, we did outsource the intro.
Carlos, man.
Oh, thanks, Carlos.
The only business owner among us.
Well, that's just irony.
Right?
That's irony.
But damn, look it. At the job that he actually is doing. So
it doesn't matter. It doesn't
it's
matter.
Grungy, man.
Do any of us own a business? No. He does.
Do any of us want to own a business?
Fuck no, that responsibility. No. Again, there's a reason why we didn't start that gamer bar. Other than our
it's
ADD,
really
our procrastination.
So
we would have picked a better place.
The fuck ever,
wait,
dude.
Wait.
Did you go?
Yeah.
You went without us?
You guys start Star Trek without me.
We tried.
We don't
want to
hear from you at all. Shut your
fucking
mouth.
You were being so to soap about
no,
it.
No.
No. Leave
you
it.
You don't get a fucking speak a goddamn. I don't give a fuck. Fuck your voice. No, they do not. They don't want to hear your bullshit or your fucking lies. I don't. Fuck you.
It's called walking by.
Shut your whore mouth. No. Shut your whore mouth.
Then you don't go in without us.
He went in. I don't trust him for shit. I don't. You could have photos of you going, I am only walking by.
Walking by. Window shopping.
Nope. Women window shop. And
game
that's
on.
Meant to be as sexist as it sounds. Game on.
Fuck you.
Shut it off. Don't record him. Do not record him. Shut it off.
But I got to record those
but
two.
But yes, holding it.
Game on.
Not going to start it.
Quick.
Game on.
You got a game on again.
I said it before.
Already, game on.
No, we don't want to hear Justin
game on.
Fucking unrecord him from
game
fucking
on.
Saying words.
Game on in Spanish?
Do I really have to like
I don't
fucking
hear
go
shit.
In and cut him out
yes, you
over
do.
And over again?
Yes. Fuck him. Do the identical twins with, that have stitched eyes, and they're gonna be like two America Girls mm-hmm. dolls. See, Jacob already has a picture in his head because he knows them, and they're gonna have stitched feet for hands, but they're gonna have stitched eyes, and they're gonna just scream for sonar. That's gonna be their look. I have this comic book idea called Rux.
I'm recording, by the way.
Okay, so
copyright, bitch.
Yeah, so copyright the shit out of this one because it's a real idea. But essentially, it starts with the Lindbergh baby, okay? No,
that's a fucking episode
yeah,
no. Lindbergh baby?
I can't get over that part.
So the Lindbergh baby is kidnapped, right? And they're like, what happened to Lindbergh baby?
Okay.
This is what happened. The teddy bear that, you know, like every kid has a teddy bear or blanket.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Bro, like
way
a white
to go,
guy.
Shaq.
I usually
Holy
make
shit.
It right into your chest, and I'm fine with that,
that
but
just,
I hit the mic. It's not even Shaq, man. I actually
Shaq will
hit
the
shit.
Backboard and fucking miss it completely.
Did you see Shaq in the fucking General commercials? Like,
yeah.
Oh my god, dude. Seriously.
But
or your homeboy Richard Sherman on the fucking RV. Every other commercial.
Oh my god,
I'm
it's
Richard
so
Sherman,
bad.
And we'll
I don't have
by clicking
so
RV.
Never seen
it, no, it's like
it's
on,
bad.
On
it's
every
horrible.
Seahawks
yeah.
game. Every
oh, yeah.
other commercial is Richard Sherman selling an RV.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
But he has to make that money somehow.
So,
I'm sure he
okay,
makes
so
a
Lindbergh baby.
Ton of money.
So the Lindbergh baby gets is kidnapped, right?
Okay.
Now, every kid has always had a teddy bear or a blanket or some kind of stuffed animal, but no one ever asks why. Like, why do we have those? Like, your kid
it's
has
comfort.
It.
It's a comfort
it's,
thing.
No.
Like,
that's,
your comfort
that's how you
security
teddy
blanket.
Bear fucking scares the other shit away.
See, okay. But it's real. But that's real. That's the
story.
So you're
gonna be like Ted 2?
No, not even
Seth MacFarlane.
Ted's too nice.
And shit.
It's your secret warrior that defends against the boogeyman.
So when you sleep, the premise is the Lindbergh baby is kidnapped by the boogeyman. Okay, its teddy bear failed it.
Care Bear, sir.
Okay, it kind of stemmed from the Care Bear.
So if you take Chucky with Monster Inc. combined with Ted. That's basically like, in a sense.
But
not CGI?
Well, no, it's a
cartoon.
No,
comic book.
Someone
doesn't like CGI.
It's a comic
book. Oh, okay.
So what it is that the bear, as it has, it feels it failed the Lindbergh baby. It failed its, you know.
Its purpose.
Its master, essentially.
Yeah. I told him this sounded like In the Line of Fire with Clint Eastwood.
So
with the fucking ice bullet.
You know, have you seen that movie?
I think so, yeah. Because
he hadn't.
So yeah, oh. I haven't seen it though. So the kids,
I think I have it if I can find it.
But the whole premise is the journey of this bear trying to find why the boogeyman is taking children. So all of the missing children that instead of like, oh, the kid was kidnapped and you're aware, like that's, it's a given, like you know, yeah, it was kidnapped.
And then by like the third fucking book, you realize that it's a real good reason and you sympathize with the boogeyman.
No, see, that's, I have like three issues of this thing lined out. Like it's all I thought about for the last month. It's been in like my head mulling around.
That's what I used to do with Stare. Like, I just like drew panel by panel in my head.
And that's what I've been with this thing. I'm just, something about it has just really sucked me in.
I love you guys, seriously.
And so basically it's the journey of this bear built, like he inadvertently builds a team of other stuffed animals,
yeah,
of kids, of where the kids have been kidnapped. He goes in and kind of like, he's like the self-destructive PI. Like, he really doesn't like...
Jesus.
That got loud. Even for me.
Sorry, I took the whole thing. I forget everybody's headphones are connected to it.
Oh. But he's kind of like that self-destructive PI. Like, he's really fucked up. He looks battle damaged. He's got one eye. He's got stitched.
If you
want to
turn your actual fucking channel down...
All right, I'll turn mine down.
2, 3, 4.
I'm good now.
I'm good.
So,
it was just an audio adjustment. You're just like,
yeah,
oh, I can hear myself.
Yeah,
it's because I'm fucking with shit.
And so,
good job, director. And I didn't say anything.
So basically, the whole premise is his journey trying to find out why the Lindbergh baby and other children are being kidnapped.
Okay.
And it's just called Rux, like Teddy Ruxpin, but it's called Rux. I know,
see,
it sounds better.
I had
in
a
your
Teddy
head,
Ruxpin,
right?
So you're hitting the heartstrings right now.
So it's his journey of trying to save these kids and find out what happened to them. And you find out the reason why, through the story, you'll find out why kids have bears. It is not just a comfort thing. It is a real thing. And you also find out why you always lose one sock. Or, like, why you have...
I really want
to
know,
like,
why the fuck I lose one sock.
But why you also have a lot of Tupperware lids.
Read the comic.
But not Tupperware. You know, like, you'll always find Tupperware, but you can't find the lids, and they're always mismatched.
Yeah.
You'll, like, it's all those weird little home things that happen.
Extra dimension? Is it what, like...
Read
the comic?
Underpants gnomes.
Because stage four, profit.
No, stage two is the...
Oh, it's...
Stage three.
And then stage three, profit.
Yeah.
But no, but it's... I'm just, that's my bare bones idea that I'm giving out because I'm really fleshing this out. And I have a friend of mine who agreed to draw Ruxpin and the Boogeyman. And it's going to be like his minions are going to be like the American Doll girls. They're going to be the twins. They're going to be the feet, hands, stitched eyes, sonar screaming twins because it's nightmare fuel terrifying.
Jesus.
And so I want things like that, the things that we're like, oh, those are great, or the damaged toys, so kind of a Toy Story-ish feel, but really dark and kind of in a world of, like, they don't just fall over when humans are around. The world exists, but they are...
If you ever make a comic book brand, that should be Nightmare Fuel.
Nightmare Fuel. That'd be a good brand.
Like, what, fuck Dark Horse.
Yeah. Nightmare Fuel.
What were we going to call our comic book brand?
It's somewhere in the notes. I don't remember it.
No, it's not, because we figured it out.
And it's us.
No, it's in the car.
Oh, we'll have to listen to the car one and go from there. That makes the most sense. Yeah, we'll have to re-listen to that one.
Your memory is failing now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just remember everything else. Yeah. My bad. But no, I don't want to give too much of the... I don't miss you. by the way.
Yes, you do.
Welcome back, Justin.
Yeah,
I miss
back,
Justin, so much, dude.
But I'm not going to give like too much on it, because that's just where I'm at. That's like the set in stone premise of the idea. But I want to draw this. Like, I have a weird need to put this on paper. I need to have this drawn.
You just need to vent it out.
People or four people listening right now. Oh. And we're not talking in front of you. So we we want to read it too.
Because it just seems like it'd be
nobody
really
fucking
good...
listens to us. You can hash the whole
But no, I think it would be great to like dig into. Because like my boy, he's 7, but he has his blanket and he has his dog. And they are always with him in bed. Wherever he travels, they are with him.
Jack
and
has puppy.
I still have my fucking teddy bear from when
and
I was
that's
like 3.
And I thought about that, and I was like, when I did the question, like one of the first questions I did on Facebook was like, what was your stuffed animal? And that was one of those, like, everybody said
something. I didn't even see that
one
yet.
It was one of the early ones.
That.
That was way early.
Right.
I think it was like right after my confession of love of Sir Mix-a-Lot. So, and then that was like one of the first questions was, Like, what did you have as a stuffed animal that was like your, that was your go-to stuffed animal?
Yeah.
And like, weirdly, a third of the people did Littlefoot. And then I saw Kathy's picture.
I do remember that.
Wait, Littlefoot?
The stuffed animal Littlefoot.
Yeah, Littlefoot.
Yeah, and like Kathy posted a picture recently with it.
I didn't have one, but Carter did.
Yeah,
and if I had told you about that, he would have murdered me.
No, because I had one. And then I really, like a third of the people had this same Littlefoot stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm.
And I, that was like kind of like a, almost a subconscious trigger. Because I saw that and I'm like, a lot of people are saying Littlefoot. And no one really caught on of like, man, all us motherfuckers had a Littlefoot. I want Littlefoot to kind of be
the same Littlefoot.
He's going to be, I, for the story, I kind of, I was like, I want that stuffed animal to play an impact in this. Like, I kind of, I don't know if I want him to be a pseudo Professor Xavier or if he's like, there's something about that. What, like, he's a strong protecting avatar.
Oh, are you talking about? I didn't understand.
But it was
what
one of the early questions.
From Land Before Time,
Land Before Time.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, yeah. So, the Land Before Time Littlefoot, a lot of people had it.
They had fucking dolls of that
shit? Dude, I had that. That stuffed animal was
fuck you,
my
Mom and Dad. I wanted that shit.
That, I had one, and that was like my thing, but so many people had said they had one that I was like, somehow my subconscious, it was just like, that's a note. Remember that.
Yeah.
And so while I was developing this idea, I'm like, I need that to play a role in this story, but I don't know if I want him to be the Professor Xavier type. Because Rux, I want, not that you guys have played the new Metal Gear, but you know Snake Plissken from Escape from New York.
Soon,
right?
Douchebag.
Yeah. No, you haven't played.
Right,
you ain't got time
it,
for that
but
shit.
But what about the rest of these guys?
But Justin doesn't play Metal Gear for whatever reason. That
no,
isn't
I've been asking
argument.
To borrow 5, but they haven't beat 5 yet. Him and Clint both haven't.
It's a big game.
No, seriously, I get it. Because I have 5. And you have to have 2 to 3 hours
at least. He has 5.
So you know the look of Venomous Snake, where he's got the chunk, he's got the horn in his head, essentially.
Fuck
from the helicopter, he's got the horny one eye. Yeah, but that whole look, that's Rux.
Update.
Like, that's the look of Rux. So a teddy bear with the look of Venomous Snake.
Fuck.
That's metal as shit, right? Like, he's all torn. He's got a stitch. The left arm is totally a new stitched arm, the way Venomous Snake has a bionic arm, but it's a stitched arm, but he loses it in the fight against the boogeyman trying to save the Lindbergh baby. But it is not a boogeyman that is like a corporeal form. I want it to almost
just darkness?
Be just,
like, what is it?
Just a shadow of where like there's something in the closet and it's, you're like, that's just a shadow, but it's not. That is the boogeyman. That is his presence is on your subconscious level. His appearance
is
the fear. He is the unknown.
He's almost like a Freddy Krueger, like
kinda, but has no real physical form. Yeah, no physical form except what your mind immediately becomes as a manifestation, but on the
like Parallax kind of. Yeah.
Kind of, but your objective view of him is this dark shadow.
But what
but
happens if you take
unknown.
A hallucinant and then could you?
Well, no, because that's the thing. He can't go for adults.
Okay.
He can't.
Yeah, because we're not scared of shit.
Well, not that.
Unless.
It's that. No,
Justin, you gotta say something.
I don't like the dark.
No, but it's what the reason it can only go for kids because of the way their imagination works.
Uh-huh.
So it also explains why people like Van Gogh or just like even Kurt Cobain, like artists and stuff, are always tormented.
Yeah.
It is because at night, like the nightmares and the dreams they have, is the only impact that the boogeyman is able to impact on them, but he can push them. Subtly, and then you'll get like Van Gogh killing himself or Cobain murdering himself. Courtney Love did it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
I forgot to say you were doing
air quotes
that
whole time. But things like that, like it explains that on the adult level, but for kids, he's able to physically take them out of the world and when they're kidnapped.
So
they are pulled into the darkness because it's the fear of the unknown is so prevalent as a child. Because they lack real world knowledge, but someone like myself, and it's not saying so much it's immunity, but the more knowledge you have of the real world, the less negatively impactful.
So the less educated you are, the more
more of an influence it can have.
Yeah,
over you. Yeah. So it becomes the god and the devil essentially of this universe.
All right, I'm
down. So Atticus doesn't really have one stuffy. They're kind of they're his toys. Like he can't move. He can't play with fucking toys. They're his toys. But Jack has one.
Yeah.
Jack has Puppy. This is my puppy. There are many like it. but this one is mine. Yeah, and he is Jack's fucking sidekick.
Yeah.
In a case like that, where like the brother's disabled or something, would Puffy be pulling double duty?
That's the thing. It's
like
is it selective then? So like he's protective of selective.
Each kid, it's like they're familiar. Okay. But in like Atticus's case, and this would be another great one
because he has like an army.
They have an army because they're vulnerable. They are straight more vulnerable. But then, and this isn't not to make it sound mean or terrible, but it's like a justification of why the boogeyman works the way it does.
It's logic, and we can understand it.
It's that kids like that are so vulnerable and so easily to manipulate because of their inability to have awareness.
All those stuff
they literally need that. That's why. Sometimes you want to use headphones or you have to put them in a situation with a lack of outside influence.
Yeah.
It's to protect them because too much information at once creates the unknown. And then when they have their freakouts, they're incapable of like emoting and they lash.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes sense, I guess,
the unknown. That is him getting his grip, his claws in, like in the middle of the day. Like that's where the influence is almost strongest. Is when they're like that.
Yeah.
So I wanted to explain the why and hows of like kids' logic of where a kid is like, you're inherently afraid of the dark. Yeah, we know it's instinct, but what it is about the dark, it's the dark. The dark itself is like a sentient being to a degree.
It's the boogeyman.
Yeah.
So could he go to another dimension inside? And that's what
his darkness,
the whole entity
that he is, his
he
existence. He's like a
fear,
he's like a collapsed fourth dimensional wall. So he can, he is like a sentient darkness. So you get pulled into it, and it is what you feel would be like the premise is that he's just the unknown, he is the embodiment, not even just of fear, but the basis of fear is the unknown. You don't know. What is on the other side? You know, it's scary as just a thought.
Yeah.
So your mind makes up 1,001 things. What's on the other side of my closet door? It's that. He will always be that. It is the most terrifying thing on the other side.
Tales of the Crypt, fucking just like
Tales from the Crypt.
Whatever scares you to your core. So no two people will have the same identical fear.
So mine would be Leprechaun.
No, 100%. Shit. So it would be that fear.
The fuck Leprechaun in the childhood.
But as the darkness is encroaching, that's all you see. You don't see it. So when you're like, I'm afraid of a Leprechaun, that's why. Why'd you? It feels like you killed mine.
Yeah,
no,
bit.
It's good.
You're good, man.
You're good.
This one's good.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
To you, but like
better.
Yeah.
Kay. We should just call this fucking podcast sound test.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Testing.
No.
Call it testing 1, 2,
you're
3.
Way good, Justin. Justin's where he needs to be.
Yeah, I need to.
Okay.
And so he was up with you, and
because my volume. Like, you could hear me breathe.
You're so far away.
Well, I'm not trying to be far away, but I also need to be comfortable.
Because
having Kale sit... Oh, I know. But having Kale sit on my shoulders all night at the show, like, it's just... It's like a solid mass... No, I'm only...
Bring it to you.
I'm as comfortable as I can be right here. Like,
okay,
I'm good
just
right
bring
here.
Bring it to you. That's all. Like,
it just hurts.
I'm so jealous
really...
right now, though. So mixed a lot.
It was
I will
so
not
good.
Be able to
I'm there. Really trying to, like, get shit dialed in so it's loud enough. On the podcast.
Yeah.
But
that's when we done that. It's no more touchy.
Yeah. No touchy. Then you put a big piece of paper, no touch, and then Justin comes over and fucks with all the knobs.
It's not even that. It's we're different every fucking day.
Fair.
So I touch shit every time, but it's
fair enough.
But you have a base to go off of, that's all it is.
Yeah. So I'm trying to fix it because it was so quiet the last couple.
Yeah, the last two were super
quiet.
Yeah.
And so, like my work radio, I used to listen to it at work, and so my work
dude, I had my,
crying.
I thought my headphones were crapping out
so
on me,
because
I had the volume all the way up, so I went to another one, and I'm like, nope, it's loud, it's good,
it's not
the podcast.
It's the podcast, because I went to, Penn Sunday School right afterwards, and it's like, this is a podcast one, and I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. No, it was terrible.
Okay.
But that is essentially the idea that I have, and I really want
to,
like...
You need
I
to
need it
writing.
On paper. I need because it's to. There. I have dialogue. I have it, and I want it to be one of those. It would. Kids have their stuffed animals now, but you don't really see even with commercials. I don't know. Kids don't. I don't want to say they don't have the stuffed animal the same way, but I don't feel they have them the way we did, because everything's so they're all like quote unquote advanced now. Like they can talk. They're a Furby like times 12.
They've got 110 pockets.
Yeah, like there are all these crazy things.
Or it's a fucking phone.
Yeah, yeah, you know. So I really wanted it to be something that kind of hits on the nostalgia of like the way, like, because nostalgia is a hell of a drug. That the way we're all like, oh, really, I love these things as an idea, but also like kind of stem back towards like the origins of the teddy bear with Teddy Roosevelt, like the essence of his badassness. And then they're like, it's a fucking bear for
and
fucking
he
Teddy
has,
Roosevelt.
Yeah. He has like the Zed of fucking Teddy.
Yeah, no, like, he is badass. Like if Teddy Roosevelt was reincarnated as a fucking bear, it's essentially
walk tall and carry a big stick. Yeah,
yeah. So he's kind of hard ass about it.
Yeah,
didn't he get shot and then like
he
kept
got
doing
shot
the spot?
And for 90 minutes continued to
speech
just like
speech.
A goddamn boss.
Yeah,
yeah. He would be the most right wing son of a bitch right now, but I would vote for that guy because that's badass.
Reagan got shot
and he had to go to the hospital.
And John Hinckley just got out of the prison.
And the Pope got shot. He was like, oh no, hospital. I got a fucking plexiglass
I'm
car.
I'm 900 years old.
Yeah. Roosevelt gets shot and he's like, 90 minutes. Whatever. It's like, whatever, queer. I got shot. It happens. Whatever.
I'm finishing this and going down to Panama to work on the canal.
Yeah, with my own bare hands.
And I got yellow fever.
Yeah, all at the same time. Fuck you. But essentially, that's the idea of my comic. And I just want it to be called Rux. Like, just simple, its
simple,
name, but I
word,
want it to just pull on the nostalgia strings. But at the same time, I want it to be one to where when you finish it, and I just want to make it kind of a tear come to your eye. And I want, like, at the end of it, like, you'll remember your stuffed animal. Like, that one that you had, you'll be like, holy crap. Or when your kid has
like,
it.
Remember
like,
me.
Kind of, yeah. And, oh, shit.
Right?
Pat's coming to town.
Pat?
P. Diddy, Pat.
When?
He just hit me up. He just said, hey, I just want to see how you guys were doing.
Like, Pat Hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pat Hunter.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Pat Hunter
in
10 years.
Yeah, no, he just hit me up, and he's like, yeah, I just wanted to check on you, see how you guys are doing. I'm going to be trying to come to town soon, so I'm like, oh, it's fucking dope.
Get him next on the fucking podcast.
God, yo, the moment he's in town, we're podcasting the shit out of it. I'm so excited.
I'm going to be gone.
Yeah, no, we'll do like a Thursday night just for that.
I'm going to be gone on the 16th
well,
of September.
Well, I just don't know when he's coming in. So, but when he comes into town, we'll be
We're recording on the 17th.
I'll probably be in OMAC.
Hardy
Pooper. Be in OMAC, okay.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Maybe I'll see if Caro will come take
17th?
Your spot. Or Jacob can have your bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you guys have any suggestions on the idea of the comic, I am all about it. I just feel like it's, I don't know, a part of me feels like I need, it's a story I feel I need to tell and didn't know I needed to tell.
Yeah.
I have to ask you something about it afterwards.
Okay. Yeah. It was a weird thing. Like I was going to work and had to do a meeting. And on my way to work, I'm just like, I needed to come up with something. I don't know. My brain was bored. And when I get bored, I fucking Dark Planet.
No.
You know, like it goes like that. I just go off tangents like that. But something about this one, like I want to do Dark Planet, like hardcore. And I want us to be able to do Stair Bears, like almost
I'm
more than
so
anything.
I'm so invested
like,
in Stair
Bears.
Bears
needs to be a thing. But something about Rux, I feel, would really... It would hit on a lot of points that I feel if I could get it done or I could really start fleshing the idea out. Like a part of me is like, I want to go get fucking comic book paper from the shop and just start word bubbling. Like not even doing like
totally
write an outline for the dialogue and kind of let it flow. This shows dedication to a craft because you know me, I just fucking wing anything in life. But I even went online to see like what is good recommendations for a podcast or not a podcast, but for a comic. And all of them say, don't write a script. Like Alan Moore and Grant Morrison and all them, they write scripts.
Really?
Because the way their stuff is done, they're looking at a 12-issue arc. But if you're trying to write something small, it says, don't do a script. Do an outline so the characters flesh themselves out. If it's not a, if it's an original character, you want it to, you want them to build themselves the way Morrison and Super Gods would talk about how the Doom Patrol became who they were on their own. He did not plan on the Doom Patrol going the way it did when he wrote for it.
I love him so hard. And because I have hearing issues, he's so hard to listen to.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. But it's like one of the greatest books ever made.
But he's so... You could just listen to him forever.
Oh, like, forever. But like he talks about
in the bathtub. You're
oh yeah, no, it's he's like the white Morgan Freeman. His voice is so smooth.
Yes,
it is. Yeah, he really
he's
is.
Turning me on.
Grant,
in
no,
the
Grant Morrison.
Bathroom?
You listen.
Grant
to Grant
Morrison.
Morrison
is narrating my biography.
Like it's so.
What
good.
Do I need to listen on your
Super
Audible
Gods.
Account? Okay,
listen
Super
to
Gods?
Super Gods,
okay.
And then there's an episode of Fat Man on Batman that says Grant Morrison. Listen to that one.
He was on two episodes.
Yeah. Listen to his, and he just has, the way he talks, you're just like.
Do you listen to the.
He could convince you to murder people. Like, it's
the
so
supervillain saga?
I've got all the way through games.
Oh.
So I.
It's great, right?
Oh my god,
it's
dude.
So good.
Fucking Cloak.
Dude,
so
right?
Slow. Yeah, Cloak's
now, you
awesome.
See how it's like a darker
but
Adam
El
West?
El Diablo. I like El
Diablo. El Diablo, yeah.
Diablo okay. Man? Yeah.
Diablo
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, Diablo
yeah,
Man's
yeah.
dope. Yeah, and Red Riding
fucking,
Hood.
What's her name? Knight.
Night Huntress.
It's fucking Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, like, and he's like,
oh,
it's basically
Eva
just,
Green. I'm
yeah.
just like, sweet.
No, he straight yeah. just rips. And he goes, basically 100% Kate Beckinsale from Better World. Like,
yes.
He's like, that's exactly what his
I
wife looks
got
like.
A chubby off of that
I was
shit.
Like, that's badass.
Yeah,
like I'm down with that. Only no vampire powers.
But he's like the biggest pimp and the most badass person of all.
Of course,
Gary Karkovsky is.
No, he actually, you find out he has like a power in the third book. Like an innate power.
I don't want to fucking know.
No, I won't tell you. But you find out he has an innate power.
I'm on
power.
Two, and I just began to. So.
I'll give you my Audible stuff. You'll like the series.
The third book.
Fuck.
It's so
fuck
good.
It.
The third
fuck
book.
The third book.
No.
It,
no.
Fuck the third
shut,
book.
No. He pulls,
shut your whore mouth.
Yeah.
Stop
shut your
it.
Whore mouth.
But stop.
He pulls.
I mean it.
A God of War 2 on it. Like.
Stop.
No, you're getting ready to shit.
Shut up.
Spoil.
No.
Book's
you
over.
Already spoiled it.
No.
Stop it.
Book's over.
Stop.
That's not
he hasn't finished
it.
He
fucking
he hasn't
no.
even made it there.
Don't.
No, just
man.
Leave it alone.
It's
shh. Yeah. It's going to lose impact. Shh. God. We can talk about book one-ish because Jacob hasn't heard it yet. And it's only an Audible book. Like, it is purely like a... an audio play. There is no book of it.
No. I want
but that needs to be like a comic. I would read the shit out of that.
Kinda
all
like
the time.
He's got
kinda
Kindle
like
versions.
Huh?
There's Kindle versions of it.
Yeah.
But he hasn't
but
fucking
it.
Published it.
Yeah, not even as paper and not as a comic. But it's like you were here when I was telling the premise of it, right? Yeah. It's really good. But when you
go
get
ahead and reiterate for the podcast.
No, I think I talked about it on the podcast.
No, we talked about it upstairs.
Oh. Yeah. So the premise of it is it's a world where the comic book world is real. That's the world they live in. And for book one, book two.
You kept dashing comics number one. That's
yeah,
so great.
Right. Like, it has all of our comics in their world. But, like, it is our world, but their Superman is still Superman as a comic book format.
Yeah.
But they have Ultra God, who is basically, and he's an actual, like, the real version of him,
mm-hmm.
is...
he's very Superman-y.
He's actually
he has
Icon.
More powers than Superman.
Well, no, he's Icon from...
He's Balrog.
No, it's...
he does. He
no,
is
I'm trying
like
to think of
Balrog.
The comic. I can't remember his name, and
Power
I feel Devil terrible.
Power. You should.
No, what's the guy? He passed away.
Starman.
No, the actual guy.
Kirby?
No, it was relatively recent. He had a heart attack after... No, he had a bad stroke. He did... He built the, basically like a Black Comics, like the Detroit had its own comic book characters, like Static Shock. He made Static Shock. He's one of the guys who created Vixen, and he made Icon and, you know, in the Young Justice, the Rocket Girl.
Oh,
okay. You know Rocket, and she's got like the shields, like she's got a tech belt.
Yeah,
the black guy who is her mentor—that's Icon. Oh. Dwayne McDuffie. That's what it is.
Okay.
He created this character Icon, who is essentially a black Superman. But the way Dwayne wrote him was that he does this one of Icon versus Superman,
okay.
where it's a parallel. He crash lands in the 1800s as a and he ends up, he crash lands alien style, Superman-esque,
yeah.
in the 1800s.
In USA.
He grows up as, yeah, he grows up as a free slave. Like, his parents were slaves. They had a farm. He's, like, his last name is Freeman.
Okay.
He's their first son after Lincoln does the emancipation and Civil War is over.
Yeah.
But he grows up in the South, like, deep Jim Crow law South, but ends up becoming this Superman of this world. But then after Crisis on Infinite Earth, where DC bought out that comic book company, yeah, they fold him into the DCU. And so they get Static Shock and Icon. And then they do a parallel origin story of where Superman shows up and they're all like, yeah, Superman, he's here. He saved us from insert, you know, alien invasion.
Yeah.
But when Icon does it in Detroit, he stops an asteroid or robot, whatever the hell the whole thing was.
He's just showing up at that point.
He does the same thing. He goes in. Well, no, he stops it. He lands. And as he's landing, his sidekick Rocket's like, are you sure you want to just show up in front of City Hall? Like,
yeah.
And she goes, you're not Superman. Like, and not, she's basically like, you're not white. You're not white. He's been, technically, timeline-wise.
You're a little tan.
He's more American than Superman because he's been here. He was there 112 years before Superman.
He was there.
So, but he just kept himself under wraps until the modern age at the time.
Okay. Because it wasn't being black at the time.
And so, and this is like in the early 90s is when this one came out.
So could he have stopped slavery? Like,
or was
he probably could have.
It was post-slavery. But his parents were also like, you're already different being black, you can't do this. Don't stand out any more than you already do.
Yeah.
So when his story parallels Superman, it's a panel of Superman's origin, his origin, and you see the similarities, but he is essentially more American than Superman by 112 years. He lands in front of City Hall in Detroit, and all the cops show up, and it's straight, like, keep in mind this was like in the 80s, right? Like mid-80s. Yeah. And you look at the shit now, and you read these panels, like I read it just recently, and it's fucking now. Like, oh, they draw their guns and they're like, what are you doing here? You can't have powers like that. They immediately assume he's a criminal.
They
can't
the
trust him.
Do they hang pictures up on the wall?
Well, yeah, no. They make him a wanted criminal.
And then
sprinkles because,
cocaine
but,
everywhere?
But they, no, essentially, yeah. They start
the
trying to frame
him. Black man put pictures on the fucking wall of himself.
No, they,
and they fucking
robbed
the house.
They immediately
of his family
assume
and shit.
They're like, he caused the crime. Like, the incident that happened, they're like, no, you probably caused that for the attention. Whereas, whoa, literally four states away, Superman has just saved Metropolis, and they're like, you ain't no Superman, son, is a line in this fucking book. And you're like,
that's fucked up.
That's dark. That's
not
really
even
fucked
your skin
up
color, but
yeah.
It's
no, you're just like, wow, that's a cultural to read. Because that's a thing.
Shit.
Yeah, no, it's a really fucked up thing, and you'll feel shitty for being white reading it. Like, I read it, and I'm like, I felt like I knew of Icon, but I felt really shitty, like, being like, it'd be great to have a black Superman.
Colin Kaepernick's working on making me feel shitty being black.
Right? Yeah.
But it's not even him anymore. It's like, there's a lot more.
Yeah, everyone's now, dude.
Jeremy Lane, fucking yeah. Yeah. Seattle.
Honestly, my favorite thing about that whole incident.
Say that he was doing it for Kaepernick. Because at first,
said he was.
Yeah. First, he never made comment as to why he was doing it. So, I haven't heard if he was standing with or sitting with Kaepernick.
Yeah. Well, because I know a lot more people are like they're taking a knee or they're sitting.
But he's never made like full comment as to why he didn't.
Why can't the blacks be more?
That was my favorite meme ever.
Peaceful.
Yeah,
about
the
what
black
they
people
do.
Like, they need peaceful protests.
No,
you can't
like
be
that
peaceful like that. But my favorite thing about it was like seeing that.
Can't have your cake and eat it too.
No, yeah, but like just seeing that whole thing play out, and then all the people who are getting like hardcore like, the veterans died for all that, and then like a bazillion vets go.
You mean like Rachel?
Yeah, but all these vets come out and they go, whoa, do not put us.
We died
fuck
for them
you
to be able
yeah
to do
they
that.
They go, whether they yeah agree or not, that's his right. We died for the right, or we fight for that right. No.
Yeah.
Like a lot of them, and you're like, that's interesting. I myself, I'm aware of the negative situation. I get what he's doing. I personally, I'm on the
there's
whole
there's
other
thing platforms
just
where
like
he could have done that stuff on.
No, not even. He did it in a way that's like,
but it's making an impact, and that's
yeah
what I was
no
speaking about.
But
it
the issue
so
is,
it makes the point
is that, and this again falls under in my mind the white people selfish thing, where instead of talking about the problem, they're talking about him being the problem because they are not capable.
Because that just like shoves it under
talking
the rug.
It does.
It just shoves.
They're
it
pulling
under
a not problem and making it a problem.
Like when Peter breaks something, he just pulls everything over. And like,
yeah, no, it's like the entire dining table is shattered, and then he just puts like a napkin on top and goes, "Well, why is the napkin got blood on it?" You know, like, that's the logic. And it really comes down, like, they need to be like, no, you can't do it that
now,
way.
Now everybody's putting a blue line on the back of their car, and you're like,
no.
Both sides have a point. Both sides have a fucking retarded way about it sometimes.
It's so dumb.
But you can't talk, they can't talk civil.
No, it's not even that. It's when one side, it is a selfish thing. We're just shitty. As human beings, we're just shitty.
It has to be about someone
else.
But it
has to be about either us or someone else. It has to be. There's no way that we, as a people, as a whole, can just be like, we all fucked up. Like, as a whole, we fucked up. Whereas
we're so self-centered, we can't have the story be about us.
Yeah,
it wants to be about someone else, so we can't have that.
It cannot be about the reason. Yeah. We don't want it to be about the reason because people would rather fight as to the fact that he did it, whether you agree with it or not. At the end of the day, honestly, that doesn't fucking matter. That does not matter. The point is, you don't like it. You're getting mad. Like, he shouldn't be allowed to do that. It's not illegal to do. At no point does it not say you have to stand for the national anthem, the Pledge of Allegiance. There's been numerous times that I will sit out.
You don't do that anymore anyway.
Yeah, no, but like right after 9/11, they still do the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah. I wouldn't stand. And it wasn't because I had a lack of respect. It was that my idea on it, especially being very young and idealistic, was I immediately was like, this is the indoctrination of it. You weren't doing this pre 9/11. The granted school was in for all of like 15 minutes.
Doing the we did it way before, all the way through school, man.
Elementary school, and everything.
Like, I remember it had stopped. Like middle school, never did it.
We did it at Glover.
Yeah, we did it at Glover. Like, when you and I were in Rippon's class with me, right?
For eighth grade.
Yeah,
yeah, but it would.
And we did the Pledge of Allegiance.
The only
in the
time
morning.
They ever, like, half enforced it felt like 9/11 happened.
Did it at Audubon.
I never did it. I didn't do it through elementary school.
We did elementary school every day. Even the elementaries down south, like we still did it every time.
Yeah, but that's
not
the
even
south
because
they're
down south.
Down
like,
south is different.
No. The south would put up the Confederate flag.
We never
flag.
Once did nothing.
I have an awesome thing on the Confederate flag for this too, but it's ridiculous.
But we did it as kids.
But when 9/11 happened, they were so hardcore about like you. It's a Pledge of Allegiance. It's America. When it became about that and not just the. Like, my big thing was, like, I would stand, but I wouldn't put my hand over my heart, and I would never say under God.
Or
just,
like,
I won't, because that is not, that's not even just as a belief thing, no. Separation of church and state, as a kid, I'm just like, I don't believe in it, so therefore I'm not going to do it.
I remember
as an adult, I'm
Russian
like, separation,
kids, man.
No.
They stick their hands behind their back?
No.
Not it, even just
no,
like,
no,
any,
no,
like,
but, they would stand,
they stick
and
their
hands
behind
their
back, and they stand for it.
But I didn't when I felt that it became about that indoctrination.
Jingoism
like,
and stuff.
Yeah, like it was an ideology of like, America, and if you don't love it, you could get the fuck out. Like when that was really intense with Bush, I stopped because I'm like, no, that's not what this is about. Mm-hmm. Like I love where I'm from. I love the country I'm in. I love the ability to say this and not worrying about the fucking SS or the Gestapo or space robots shooting me in the face because of my personal opinion.
You no longer will have burning tees in your lamp.
Yet.
Lower,
we'll have the lowercase T in my yard. Yeah,
that shit's
we'll
on its way back.
Yeah, that's coming back hard. It's on its way like a fiery freight train. God, yeah, that's on
just
a
Donald.
Bucket. Yeah, just Donald Tool.
Did you see him puss out in Mexico and get back? And
he
just,
got his hat.
Did he
had
not
a tour
go?
In Mexico. No,
oh,
he
no,
went.
He went.
And then the Mexican president was like, he's a fucking piece of shit.
But no, like in Mexico, he's like, we're going to talk about immigration. And then he gets back and we're going to make them build the wall.
Yeah.
I know he had a phoenix. Like,
no, he while, like, on, while he was, he comes back, like he came back and he's like, well, I talked to the Mexican president about them building the wall and pay for it. And he goes,
no
point did I say.
Yeah.
We won. Wall wasn't.
We will
he would
never
he tried
pay
to
for
avoid
the wall.
It. Two, we will not build your wall. No. We will not pay for your wall. And fuck Trump. Like,
then,
is essentially what he says
and
over
then he called
Twitter,
him
too.
The N word.
Yeah. Essentially. And you're like, wow, that's damn. But over Twitter, they battled. Which, that's the world we live
but
in.
But no, when he was
so
making
they never
political powers.
They never actually got in the same room.
No, they did.
They
talked.
Okay.
And then they both made speeches in Mexico, but he was he was like the most civil you've ever seen him.
Yeah, and he had a translator next to him.
Because the cartel's like right outside, so I was like, no.
Yeah, no, they're like, making it. No, he had a pair going. I'll give him this. He had a pair going to Mexico. That's the fact that he went is kind of a pair.
He's in Mexico.
I'm not condoning it.
I think he's just too stupid to understand what he was trying to do.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. It's either he has big brass fucking golden balls, or he's so self-assured.
I have an idea.
It's the cheesy bread logic on this one because he doesn't actually know he's fucking in the wrong.
No, that's the thing. No, he doesn't know he's in the wrong.
It's kind of like how we ran for president. Do you guys honestly think, okay, this guy, fucking, Trump, just Donald. Okay,
the dude just went on his own.
Did you really think that he was going to win the presidency, or was it just a fucking joke? And then when he actually started
shit got too far.
Like, fucking popularity,
no.
He's like,
well,
oh, fuck
thing.
It, let's
well,
just do
that's
it.
The thing. Where like, his popularity is at now,
I
it
feel
has
like we've had this conversation.
Only now it involves Mexico, so we have to say L and burrito a lot. Only difference.
And add O to the
El
and
burrito.
Everything.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I love that the Latinos for Trump guy, my favorite thing on the internet
the
right now.
The whitest fucking
is,
people.
Right, but he's like, if Trump's immigration plan doesn't go the way he was saying that he wants it to go, there's gonna be a taco truck on every corner, and 350 million people, including Trump supporters, were like, "Now hold up, hold up.
Have you ever had tacos?"
Yeah, it's like one. Yeah. Have you had a taco from a taco truck? Two. Hold up.
Only some of them have worms.
Three.
Yeah.
Have you had a taco from a taco truck?
It's amazing.
I don't see the bad side of this. Go on. And he's like, because that's bad. No. NPR,
you might shit a little bad.
Did you see what NPR
bit,
did? NPR did like a fake study thing. They did like a fake graph of like what that would do. There would not be a single unemployed American. If you gave every unemployed American, if they issued them a government issued taco or a food truck van vehicle, like as a vehicle, there would not be a single
like those
unemployed
trailers.
American.
Because
no,
you could
yeah.
teach a fucking homeless guy
one,
to fucking do
no,
anything.
Yeah. You could get
all
no,
you have to do is
100%.
Roll a goddamn roll.
You would eliminate unemployment.
Teach a homeless guy to do anything like not do drugs.
That's
apparently.
Fucked up though, Justin.
Fuck
that's really
you,
fucked
Justin.
Up.
Like what?
Pretty fucked up. But no, like there was like I saw it today. They're like, if you gave
the jerking
you
off
could
in
give,
your tacos and shit.
Yeah, you don't like my tacos with
the Baja sauce, bitch.
Yeah,
little extra salt.
It's like I want it salty. I bet you do.
Oh man, those tacos were great. I need another one. Give me 15 minutes.
15 minutes. I'm gonna go take a quick
don't
nap.
Don't ask
have
for
a sandwich.
Extra sour cream.
Yeah, no sour cream. But no, it could like they NPR was like, we did a thing. You could do a taco truck and you would eliminate unemployment. So, again, they're like, this idea of a taco truck on every corner is not a bad idea. It is the most, like, he said a thing that might go somewhere
like when
good,
pointed
which
out that
shows
had...
America. Wait, yeah. Food? You go to food?
Yeah.
That's not, like, America food, but fuck them, because America? Food?
We're diversified.
Yeah, we're like, food.
But
like,
he had the whole Great Wall thing. If he made Mexico somehow fucking pay for the wall... But he had Americans build the wall, that would just provide all the fucking labor right there. And
No.
Wouldn't that just do it?
No.
No.
Because America, for one, two,
because we're lazy
too expensive,
and we,
two,
dude.
No,
not
no.
even that. But
no,
two,
Mexico's paying for it, so.
No. They're not going to pay for
in
it.
Their, in his
no,
theory,
no. Because
so.
Even then, he wouldn't give the Americans a job. He said he'd make them build it and pay for it.
So he's taking jobs.
So he's outsourcing jobs on his own idea.
But
and
did,
then
he,
all
did he actually say that he's never going to. He's going to start banning
that
from outsourcing.
Well, yeah, they're going to build it on the Mexico side of
the
border.
Vapors, Jacob?
Justin? No. They're going to, like, the Mexicans, he wants them to build it on their side of the border. It doesn't work, Justin, is what I'm getting at.
No,
the idea of this doesn't work. Because if you wanted to build a wall, and this, again, I'm using rationale so I could never be a politician, but if you wanted to build a wall across the border, excluding the exponential cost and maintenance and the fact that, you know, you're going to cause a cold war. And Mexico has a lot of guns.
But it'd be a warm war because it's not cold.
Fair. That's fair.
That's really
it'd
fair,
be the lukewarm
dude.
War. It'd be
the
El Niño
war.
The spicy
no,
war.
The Gulf War.
The Gulf War.
It'd be a Gulf
the
War.
The chili war.
But, yeah. But it would be golf, like as a golf course golf. And they're like, well, why? He goes, because America. And
fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. And they we'd build a wall, but you if you were to do it, you would say, we are going to build a wall across the United States-Mexico border.
Yeah.
We're going to build it. We're going to fund it. And I'm going to give jobs to hundreds of thousands of people in each of these states where said wall would need to be built.
That's kind of a selling point.
Would be the rational selling platform.
But you said rational.
But so, on his grounds. So immediately,
that's
it's
not
the
in
God
his
logic.
Vocabulary.
It's the Babelfish logic, where the Babelfish is such a perfect thing that it needed to be created by a god. That
fuck Babelfish.
That when God goes, you don't need proof of my existence, because if I had to give you proof, I wouldn't exist. And then the man goes, well, you
fuck
created the Babelfish.
Fish.
And he goes, oh, my dear. And then he goes, poof, in a puff of logic. That's the Trump logic.
Puff
like,
of logic.
It's the puff of logic. Like, the moment that idea would come out is, this is how you would logically build it, but that's giving jobs to Americans, that's not outsourcing, and that's, you know, actually working for a livable wage, and that's not what hardcore Republicans are about, because that's a government project, and the right wing, all those people want small government, and they don't want government in their projects. They want to be able to do their things
the
their own way.
Senators
want to
work
you just
for
want
the
rednecks,
but they don't.
But rednecks would have a job too.
No.
Because
they could
do security.
They would. That's a government
put
job.
A yellow blazer
and they don't want. But they don't want the government to be in their business.
Private companies need to be in security.
Yeah, they don't want the private companies to screw them over because reasons.
I was a Marine for 4 years. I didn't like working for the government, so I quit.
Yeah, basically, and they want small government to pay for a wall across a border.
Did he ever say how tall it's going to be?
Like 30.
It's going
to
be
like
the biggest wall you'll ever see. I swear to you.
I mean, China built a great wall once. And
that also took like 100+ years and a lot of dead
bodies. Which, by the way, I like their theory,
wall.
The new movie that's coming out, why it's made.
No, I don't. I don't at all, because it's such a whitewashed movie.
Makes sense.
Matt Damon and all white people don't solve
problems.
That
doesn't make it. That part makes sense.
If anything,
you've
y'all motherfuckers cause those problems.
We
it's probably because he's white is why the dragons are there. I bet you $1 Matt Damon dies to save China. He's going to sacrifice his white life. I swear
I'll
to
pay
fuck.
You in pesos, by the way. So
why not in yen? It's a larger selling market.
Yeah, because it's way more.
I'm just saying.
I'm cheap. Pesos.
It's not going to be even viable anymore once that wall's built.
God.
Just pay me in burritos.
So
I'll
take
or
it.
Something.
Yeah.
on a stick.
To finish this shit out. Y'all see the fucking SpaceX rocket blow up?
Yeah.
I know you
did.
Okay, did anyone have the image of Batman v Superman?
Oh, where you wanted Superman to take the satellite?
I'm just like,
go,
we're soup.
It, Mark
we're
Zuckerberg.
Soup.
But like,
we're
no,
soup.
No, no,
we're
no
soup.
One was in.
Yeah.
So I had that moment.
So I was talking to Chris on the texty messages, and you finish that Elon Musk book, and you're like, man, this guy knows what he's doing. He's a complete douche nozzle, but he's got it. And you're like, by the end of that book, you're like, SpaceX had a rough start, but I feel like...
And when I was reading it the first time, it was like, I started listening to it, and then that same week, they landed... Those three shuttles, they launched and landed, all three of those shuttles in the week I'm listening to this book, I'm like, holy fuck, we are on mass space commerce right now! Woo! And then the Model S was coming out.
You feel like they've got a handle on space now. Because he wants to launch, like, multiple rockets in a day. And he wants to have, right now he wants to have one launch a month. Which is an insane time schedule.
Yeah. But it's been great for the last... My issue with that, the rocket that failed, it honestly is SpaceX, between the landing of the third test rocket and this the Mark Zuckerberg blowy up Facebook death rocket, has been like 5 to 10 successful launches, uses, and practical functionality of anything SpaceX has done. But
eventually
something's
going to happen.
And how shitty we are. If
eventually
you have a 1
happen.
In 10, you're looking at a 10%. Now, in NASA terms, you can't have less than a 2.3% chance of failure, or the mission is scrubbed. Anything greater than that, mission is scrubbed. If there is a chance over 2.3%, like, scrub mission. They don't play the game.
Well, it's costing people lives.
No,
you don't want that's the whole issue.
Like, if
so,
you have a rogue fart, NASA will scrub it.
Yeah, no. But when it comes, it has a higher percentile but you can have a 4% chance of failure on... an industrial one. It's like you're launching a satellite with no people. You can have about a 4% chance. And that's where they go, fix it. But if they can't, give it a shot. But that's 4%. SpaceX, right now, out of the last 10 launches...
Their first rocket has literally failed because a nut was bad.
Yeah.
A B-nut.
That's all it takes.
Bad.
So if you figure right now, out of 10, they've had two, you're looking at an 80 percentile success rate. NASA terms, your program is scrubbed. Because it was $180 million.
The amount
this
of stress that like materials going under over that launch
is amazing.
Fucking.
Yeah, no, it's insane.
It's $60 million just to launch the Falcon 9.
Yeah. And it's an insanely powerful
rocket. And then
rocket.
They have.
And the fact that it lands, though, and that's the thing that none of them are taking into account. That same rocket has been used like three other times successfully.
Well,
so
it was the upper stage that blew up.
Yeah.
It wasn't even the
No, it wasn't even the Falcon was fine.
Yeah.
It was the secondary rocket. Looks like it fired early.
Mm-hmm.
Way early.
It wasn't even
not in space.
It caught.
They were filling it up.
Yeah. But where the section of the rocket.
System
test. Yeah. Where the section was at, because they were doing a scheduled test to test all the systems, and it went, nope, burn it. Like, no! And then that's what killed the Falcon 9, which is still a sexy fucking rocket. Like, that thing is so badass. But it all blew up. But it's still cost-wise, that one that blew up with satellite still cost less than the last three successful landings, and still less than any of the ones NASA has launched.
Yeah.
Using
ever.
The Soyuz rockets from Russia. But you don't see that. They're like, nope, SpaceX,
and
we're on.
I don't know if you noticed, but we're not quite best friends with Russia anymore.
Yeah. No, if Russia decides at any moment to be like, no more space program, we have none. We have no space program without Russia because
we have blew whatever it is from fucking Amazon.
Why is that? Because I live under a rock.
No, it's because you don't pay attention. Yeah.
Like I said, I live under a rock.
They stopped the shuttle missions a couple years ago, dude.
Fair. Yeah. Okay. So a few years back, NASA was. Well, because the shuttle is cost
fair.
Prohibitive.
It's not fair.
But it's
that he doesn't live with you, so he stops paying attention.
No.
That's
not
living
with him fair at all.
I'm not justifying any of it.
I don't see him as often, so I don't get informed as much.
But a couple years back, NASA was like,
I don't choose to take the time.
I see him as often as you do, and I know what the shit is.
You see him more often.
He watches YouTube music videos. We watch awesome
science things.
So he's a child.
Yeah, because that's what Jack does all the fucking
time. Yeah, just same with Kale. But to be fair, we watched a rocket blow up seven different times in different modes of slow motion of like right there. It is like watching Milhouse's heart. If you do it frame by frame, you see Elon Musk's heart.
The exact moment.
You see the moment. If you could have it on Elon Musk, you would have seen the exact moment his heart broke asunder. But no, NASA a few years back, stopped. They were like,
I know,
the space shuttle isn't working because, well, it's like 30 plus years old. And when your phone is smarter than the entire computing system of a space shuttle,
I'm up to date on that.
It gets you there, and you're like, "Phone did it." It's kind of fucked up.
I just didn't know they backed out.
It's
like,
better
no,
to
no, no.
Send
well,
people
the thing is,
to the ISS
NASA,
right
the,
now.
Yeah, the thing, the way NASA's doing it though, they're like, "We're canceling the shuttle program, so we have no national way to get to space." They've all been. They're all sitting, most are in museums.
Oh, so we just have to, like, basically hitchhike onto another
one. On a Russian Soyuz rocket.
Yeah,
which
they,
is basically,
they pay Russia for it.
Like, we're, the U.S. were like, okay, we have a bottle rocket. It's refined. We know the method. Russia went M80 cone directed and said, good luck, click, and that's it.
We have a lot of rockets from the Cold War.
Yeah, that's
essentially
what it is. They're like, we have lots of Soyuz. Why do you have them? To blow you up, of course. Like, that was it.
Well,
they're
we
like
got
old
rid of
ICBM
the nukes,
rockets.
And we sold them to some people.
A Stan? But they don't got the platform. That's the best part. Like, they were like, take the rocket. What are you going to do with it?
Here's a suitcase full of nuclear material.
Yeah, you figure it out. Here's a shell. Here's a dirty bomb, but you get no launch platform.
Here you go, North
Scud.
Korea.
Well, and that's how you get Scud missiles. Yeah, and then, like, North Korea being able to launch missiles. Like, and they're trying.
Now they're like, we can get to the United States, which is us, because we're the closest to North Korea.
Right, they're like, we can shoot us, and you're just like, fuck you, North Korea.
And North Korea can't really get more than 100 miles off fucking.
Yeah. But no, since we're having to use Soyuz rockets from Russia, Putin can just go, no. And we have no space program. So SpaceX...
And
it,
Blue,
is this, in,
oh no, it's
Blue,
SpaceX
and Virgin
are
that's
Virgin,
all we have.
But Virgin's more into like
tourism. But even building reentry units to make it to space and then come back. Like SpaceX,
they
is
don't
working
have
on,
any. Like they have like one or they, two, right?
And that's, as prototypes. But yeah. SpaceX is the only private company that has been able to get the money and to get launches.
Well,
to
and
from,
get to
and
the ISS.
Wasn't actually Red Bull was going to start funding some of that stuff?
No, that's the thing. So, but they because we it's they, now privatized. Yeah. But you need that.
Yeah.
But NASA has been working on, and they haven't unveiled her yet. But they're working on a new shuttle, and the image of it that everyone has is this beautiful Aurora. They're using the old Aurora concept.
It's the fucking Enterprise.
Oh, God. I will leave all of you. I will abandon this planet. I will walk there, and I'll be like, all of it. I have no money. I've sold my sons. Nothing. That. Now. Without, wouldn't even feel bad.
You and 30 other used to be fat guys because they walk too.
Across the entire United States. But no, they're building what it, the idea is that it's going to look like the Aurora, which was was a concept bomber. It was a high atmosphere bomber. It basically go to the atmosphere and it could hit any part of the world in like 4 hours. It'd go up and it could drop a tactical nuke anywhere you needed.
Or like the Blackbird and shit?
Higher
altitude.
Well, because like the way that like when you, the higher you go, as there's less air resistance, it would literally stay within orbit and the planet would do the work. So anywhere it would need to go is like inside 4 to 8 hours.
Yeah.
And then it would go up, in, drop,
it's just
gone.
Gliding
and
up
you,
there. And, it's
and
just
you,
not
the bomb
that.
Would just essentially from low Earth orbit come down and then you would just GPS guide it and you're like, pew, 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 pew.
It's
and
like,
you wouldn't even know the plane would already have been
it's
on
like
its
Space
way back.
Invaders, but the opposite.
Yeah, the like they win every time. But they, to our knowledge, they scrubbed the Aurora program, and in theory, NASA's using the Aurora platform to make the new shuttles. Because then, if you can use it, launch it, have the reentry Falcon 9 rockets, you get it to space, or you can have it launch off. What's the thingy? Runway. You know, all these big words in the one thing, runway. If they can launch it off a runway, ideally, right.
And then
but they'll launch it off
runway.
A Falcon 9. Runway. But they'll launch it off a Falcon 9. It can do whatever it needs to do in space. The 9 is recoverable, and the shuttle it can be just used. And it's so high tech, third of the weight, twice the carrying load. It'd be a gorgeous piece of man-made machinery.
And Elon Musk is nuts and can get everything
and he can
for cheaper.
Or we can... try to go to war with our nearest neighbor over a wall and tacos. We are right there. We are literally
I'm
on a
not
precipice.
Gonna ever stop eating tacos. So
No. I would never not eat tacos. But we're literally
no
on
one's
a precipice.
No one's ever asked you to stop eating tacos, Justin.
But we're on that precipice. Like in
Trump
the world, will. as our country is to the world is. We're on this idiocracy setup, or we have a chance of idiocracy. Or the Federation of Star Trek. That's our two paths right now. And we're doing really good staying in the middle going, but we don't like those Mexicans.
I don't know.
But wait, space tacos? I feel if we can combine them.
Saw that last Star Trek. That looks a little scary. Like that.
I'm still down.
Passive aggressive fucking.
That was not passive aggressive. That was super space aggressive.
Yeah, but until the fucking Enterprise came in, he was passive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, honestly, but I feel that's where we're at, like, as a country. We're on that verge of, like, we're going to go either super shitty Confederate States of America. It's on Netflix. Everyone needs to watch it. You'll hate being white, because fuck all y'all. That's Trump future Confederate States of America. You need to see it. You'll go, oh, we're shitty, and have no taste, because it's really funny that way.
The Shackle.
Yeah, The Shackle. Yeah, it's hilarious. Need to watch it.
Right.
Or we
nigger
get
hair cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah, or nigger hair cigarettes. Yeah, that's a thing. It was a thing. They were real.
All these products.
All the products were real.
They have like commercials in between segments.
But they're like fake modern commercials.
All real.
But then at the end they go, oh, these were real. And they show you the real ones and how long they lasted. Because that's the fucking country we live in. Or space. And we could do it. We are right there.
Spice.
And come on, Tim Curry is Soviet premier saying spice.
So
all my money.
Yeah.
All of it.
We got to wrap this up.
Fine.
You guys go eat potatoes and shit. And then we'll
Baked
play
potatoes.
Super Fight. So
next episode, Super Fight.
Super Fight.
With the girls and shit.
Well,
so the text message I sent Chris is get to the end of that Elon Musk book. And you're like, that motherfucker knows how to space.
He does.
And then his rocket blows up, and you're like, it's literally rocket surgery, and space is hard.
Yeah, no, and I told him, I was like, you need to tweet that. He goes, I don't know how to condense it. So I condensed it.
I didn't
and then
say I don't
it.
Know how to condense it.
But no,
it.
You were like, it was a lot more than the 140 and characters. So I did, and then tweeted it.
I told Kathy that night, like, what our conversation, and I was like, he told me I needed to condense it and tweet it. And I was like, no, I'm good. And she's like, you're such an asshole. And I'm like, no, it was good. I meant that for Chris.
Yeah. But then I was like, nope, world needs to hear it. Because exactly, yeah. it's rocket surgery and space is hard. It's not supposed to be easy, but we have that shitty mindset of like, but work.
All right. We need to quit and do an intro. I forgot we have intro.
We need Mexicans to build our space shuttles. That's I'm how hungry. You solve the problem.
Pay Mexicans to do the intro for us then. Car.
El Caro.
El Caro.
Car. Ah, bitch.